This is All of It. I'm Kushan Avidar filling in for Allison Stewart. And guess what? We are at the halfway point in the submission period for the 2024 Public Song Project. You've got just about 6 weeks left to send in your songs based on work in the public domain. And by you, I mean you, whoever you are. You could be in a band, you might be a working session musician, or you might just pick up an instrument in your free time. Everybody's welcome to participate. Over the last couple months, we've also been sharing songs from our special guest contributors for the project, like Valerie June and Arturo Orfero. And we've got plenty of other releases in store from They Might Be Giants, Rhiannon Giddens, Bella Fleck, and many more exciting names. And hey, if you submit a song, you could be featured alongside them, and maybe you could come on WNYC to talk about your song. So for more info, go to our website, wnyc.org/public song project. You'll find resources, including libraries where you can record your song, and you can also stream the songs we've shared so far. Now for a public song check-in and to share some more music to get you inspired, I'm joined by All of It and Public Song Project producer Simon Close. Simon, welcome.
Hello, Kusha. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for finding that air horn. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Anything else to add about this year's Public Song Project? What did I miss?
I think you read the intro perfectly. just to add, the end date is May 12th. So please get your songs in before then. We're prioritizing 1920s songs, poems, work from the 1920s because WNYC's centennial is coming up in July. And we might have an event or two in the works for this project, TBD, but that's another reason to maybe get involved.
Awesome. So you've brought along a couple songs today. What's the theme?
Today's theme, I brought along two songs by Irving Berlin. So I've noticed that a lot of the contributions we've gotten have been Irving Berlin tunes, which isn't surprising because he wrote a lot of timeless classics, I guess. So I thought I'd bring along a couple of those.
I'm sure some folks listening have heard of Irving Berlin, but might not be familiar with his work. Can you say a little bit about him?
Yeah. Irving Berlin, born in 1888 to a Jewish Belarusian or Russian family. They immigrated to New York in the late 19th century. His father was a Jewish cantor in Russia, so I imagine he grew up around music when he was younger. And apparently, I read that one of his first jobs was as a singing waiter at a Chinatown cafe.
Oh, interesting.
And then I also read, and this is sort of unbelievable, but according to the Kennedy Center website, he never learned how to read or write music, despite being a prolific songwriter. He wrote all of his songs on the piano and then would like hire someone to transcribe them for him. And he did that for his whole career, apparently. And so that process is what led to songs like his first hit, Alexander's Ragtime Band, White Christmas, Blue Skies, There's No Business Like Show Business, God Bless America is an Irving Berlin song. And then he died in 1989, so he lived to be 101 years old, which means that Irving Berlin lived long enough that he might have heard Tracy Chapman's Fast Car or seen Lethal Weapon 2 or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And he would have been lucky to have consumed all of that.
Right.
So let me make sure I got this right. He could not read or write music, so he thought of the music and had a transcriber do the actual laying down for him.
I'm not a historian of Irving Berlin, so please feel free to correct me, anyone who knows better than I do. But my understanding from reading on the Kennedy Center website and other biographies of him is that, yeah, he knew how to play the music, but he would have someone else actually like transcribe it to the sheet.
So who's the first musician we're going to hear that's adapting some of his work?
The first musician is a local indie artist who goes by Donna Shevskaya. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Her name is Anna Beckerman, but Donna Shevskaya is her performance name. And it is both her middle name and her great grandmother's surname. And a lot of her music sort of explores family and heritage and her Russian Jewish background and her the family she comes from. She released a really beautiful album last year called Long is the Tunnel. Rolling Stone called it one of the best indie albums of the year. And that was how I came across her. And Yeah, I thought she just has a really lovely sound to her music and was excited to get her involved in this project.
Cool. So what can you tell us about the song she's going to sing?
So this song is called What'll I Do, Irving Berlin. It comes from 1923 or 1924. It was apparently first introduced in the Music Box Review, which was the first production staged at the Music Box Theater on Broadway, which still exists today, but which Irving Berlin co-founded. The first production there. So this was introduced in that. The song is about missing somebody, only having a photograph to remember them by. There are different explanations for where it might have come from. I don't know if anyone knows for sure. Some say that Irving Berlin wrote it about his late wife, who had died fairly recently to when he'd written it, or about his then fiance, whose name was Ellen McKay, and her father apparently disapproved of their relationship, so he sent her to Europe so that the two of them would forget about each other. It didn't work out. They got married, and I think they were married for a long time after that.
Oh, wow.
But this is the song, What'll I Do?
Okay, so let's listen. Here's Donna Shevskaya with Irving Berlin's What I'll Do. Simon, the other song you brought along today comes from Jonathan Coulton, a name listeners might be familiar with. Besides being a recording artist, he was the house musician for the NPR trivia show Ask Me Another. So what do you want to add about him before we get to his song?
Jonathan Coulton, Brooklyn-based master of nerd rock. Something that is really interesting about him in the context of this project, I think, is that he releases, I'm pretty sure, all of his music into the Creative Commons, which is not the same as the public domain, but is sort of philosophically similar to it. The difference, I guess, is that the public domain describes work that the creator no longer owns. So it doesn't have a copyright attached to it, whether it never had a copyright or if the copyright expired. Whereas a Creative Commons license is something that allows the creator of a work of art to still retain ownership of the art, but provides a pretty broad license for anybody else to adapt that work. And so Jonathan has said on his website that he encourages, quote, student film slash podcast slash awesome dance remixes of all of his work. So I think just kind of philosophically, it's a similar idea of encouraging people to collaborate and adapt work.
Oh, that it's exists. Perfect for this project, too. Mm-hmm. He's going to be doing the song All Alone. Can you say a little bit about this song quickly?
Yep. So this was from another of Berlin's Music Box reviews. Berlin referred to this song and the last one as apparently sob ballads, which were these sort of like self-pitying songs about, you know, a romantic partner who you're away from and who you miss. And this one is all about sitting alone by the telephone. And apparently when it was first staged, they had the two actors on either side of the stage in the spotlight, just like alone singing into a telephone.
Oh, cool. Let's listen to it. Here's Jonathan Colton with Irving Berlin's All Alone.
Just like a melody that lingers on, you seem to haunt me night and day. I never realized till you were gone how much I cared about you. I can't live without you. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. All alone in the evening. All and how you are, and if you are all alone too. Just for a moment you were mine, and then you seemed to vanish like a dream. I long to hold you in my arms again. My life is very lonely, for I want you only. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no.
So, Simon, where can people go to find out more about the Public Song Project, and what should they know?
The website is wnyc.org/public song project. That's wnyc.org/public song project. They can go there to find resources for exploring the public domain, places that some libraries that have offered their studios where they can record. You can also listen to all of the songs that we've released so far in full on a playlist there. And yeah, just thank you again to Donna Shevskaya, Jonathan Colton, all of the other musicians who have agreed to be part of this. It's very generous of them.
And thank you to you, Simon Close, especially for that air horn. Appreciate having you here.
Thank you, Kusha.
So that's for today. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll be joined by Brian Kim. He's a senior staff writer at The Infatuation and a former bartender. He'll share his favorite bars, old and new, around New York City, and we want to hear yours. That's tomorrow. We'll see you here, same time, same place. Have a great day.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.